Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my wonderful audience. I call you wonderful because many of you call me and we are able to pray for their Muslim friends and do ministry. And that's what I am praying that will be the result of our time together. Not just information, no. Ministry, and sharing Jesus with Muslims and with the people that don't have a relationship with God. Today we are going to talk about what is the perfect form of worship our Creator requires that we give Him. Jesus revealed to us that God desires us to love Him from all our hearts, soul, and mind. This is the most pleasurable thing to the heart of God, when we love Him from our whole being. Now, two important questions here. Is it possible for a believer to give God this perfect form of worship? Question number two, is God worthy to receive such love, to love Him from our whole being? And I'm asking that questions with all reverence. And the answer to these questions lead us to examine our understanding of who God is. Who is this God that rules the universe? Now, in previous programs, I shared with you in details the description of God in Islam. You can hear these programs on our ministry website. According to the Quran and the teaching of Muhammad, Muslims consider Muhammad to be their prophet. It is impossible for the Muslim believers to love God with all their heart, soul, and mind, because the Quran described the relationship between God and the believer only as master to his slave. My friend, this relationship is not conducive to heartfelt love. Not only according to Islam, God's acceptance of the believer is conditional upon the Muslim's performance, but also even if the believer lived all his life trying to perform all the religious duties, Allah still has the right not to accept the believer in heaven. It's a tragedy. In Islam, God is described as unpredictable judge who forgives whom He pleases and tortures whom He pleases. My friend, as soon as the Muslim believer discovers the description of God in Islam, he becomes frightened of God's wrath and the eternal punishment in hell. Also, the Quran does not tell us of any great act of love that God did in the history of His dealings with mankind. I grew up in Egypt, Muslim country. I studied the Quran in law school before I practiced law as a defense lawyer. And all I found is God is merciful. I found no evidence in the Quran that God has feelings of love, deep affection toward people. Same thing, my wife. My wife is graduated from Al-Azhar Islamic University in Egypt, Cairo, majoring in Islamic study and Arabic language. She told me the same thing, that she was so excited when she discovered that God is love and God wants her to be His child. God in Islam is given what all Muslim theologians call 99 beautiful names, such as the Eternal, the Powerful, the Merciful. However, none of these names is the Loving. In Arabic, Al-Muhib. God, as described in Islam, does not pursue us as sinful people and seek to save us and fellowship with us. God does not guarantee believers, according to the Quran, forgiveness of their sins and the eternal life with Him, even if they try to obey Him all their lives. Now, compare what I just shared with you with the description of God in the Gospel. Beautiful description of God. First of all, God desires us to become His children, and He provided a way for us to become His children. Two, God offers us forgiveness of everything we did wrong, for every sin we committed. When we repent and believe in Jesus, that He paid the penalty for our sins. Three, God revealed His passionate love for us in the most awesome way. His passionate love toward all people, including sinners. Four, we know from the Gospel that God gave us the assurance, the certainty that we are going to heaven. Yes, of course we know that God is the judge of all people, but if we know only God as judge, we will be scared when we think about that day when His righteous judgment will be revealed. We no longer anticipate a judge on the throne of justice before whom we should be condemned to eternal damnation for our sins. No, we know God as our loving Heavenly Father. While He may in love and with the purpose of correction chastise us, discipline us, yes, as His children when needed, it is love and forgiveness that really characterize the relationship between Him and us. No matter how many mistakes I do, I feel that God is telling me, Sammy, you repented and you want to walk with me. Let's forget about your mistakes and your failure and let's start a new page, a new day, and I'm going to help you to do better today. I love God's word. My friend, if you know God's word, you will fall in love with God. In 1 John chapter 4, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. This word simply means that anyone who has no deep assurance in his heart that his sins are forgiven will be frightened of God. And if terror of God's eternal punishment in hell exists in man's heart, he cannot develop true love toward God. It is that simple. According to the Gospel, we as followers of Jesus enjoy a state of God's permanent forgiveness. I love it. God promised us in the Gospel, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Since we are God's children, we are sure that God will never send us to spend eternity in hell or even put us there for one day. The Bible assures us we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Through Christ, we will always be God's children, while a servant must work to earn his place in his master's house. A son cannot be dismissed. That which is the father's is the child's also. My friend, please pray with me if God spoke to you today. Tell God I repent of all my sins. God forgive me. Tell God I believe that Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong I did. God, I receive Jesus in my heart as my only Savior. God, I want to walk with you. I want to live with you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.